Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, Tuesdays are our favorite. Because every Tuesday, when you purchase a traditional snack or small wing, you get one free. You get a free traditional snack or small wing with any traditional wing purchase. Restrictions apply. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Mastro Subaru is the place you need to go whether you're looking for a new Subaru or a pre-owned vehicle. Right now, they have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, so you can find the perfect car for you. And the best part is, you get a stick carrier discount. Special pricing just for being a stick carrier. Mastro Subaru, they got two locations, one in Tampa, one in Orlando. For more information, check them out at MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I gave you my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W and let's do it as a family. Yeah. Right. Yeah. We're happy. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
Combine coming up next week. Free agency just a few weeks away. And the NFL draft. And our 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Now under 70 days away. Whew. Countdown's on. Speaking of that, a lot of people been asking, where's it gonna be? Where's it gonna be? Where is the party of all parties gonna take place? Well, next week on Bucks Uncensored, I'm gonna have a hell of a podcast for you next Wednesday. Start of the combine. We'll get good old Luke Easterling on. We'll talk a lot of NFL draft. And we will unveil the plans, the details of the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Woo! I'm fired up. Some of my friends I've been texting with are fired up. I mean, we're fired up about the party. Who the Bucks pick and what the Bucks do, that's just going to be icing on the cake. I'm just fired up to get with all of you and party as hard as we did a year ago. So be prepared. Next week, big week. For Bucks Uncensored. And, of course, we'll be partnering with JoeBucksFan.com. We hope to have the guys from Joe Bucks Fan out. Ira Kaufman, of course, invited out to the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Hopefully we get some Rock Riley there, and we get all of you there as well. It's going to be insane. The establishment we're having it at, I have already told them that, and I got to get the capacity number, but I said, we're expecting over 500 people. So if we need to have a tent outside, a setup outside, let's make sure that that happens. That happens. My next thing, because I already know where it's going to be now, is to start setting up some communication with a hotel down here so that they know what to expect for all you out-of-towners. Last year, we had people come in from 7, 8, 9 states. I expect it to exceed that this year. We had people come down from New York, come over from Seattle and California, Atlanta, Panama City. Javier, you coming back for the draft party this year. Remember Brandon in Oregon did a GoFundMe account? And people paid for him to come to the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Bucks fans uniting to party with other Bucks fans. I love it. There is nothing better. It was a huge launch last year for all of us with that passion inside to come together. And we're going to do it again with details next week. You know, I've been thinking about what's going to happen this off season. Different vibe, right? Last year, 9-7, winning that last game, being over 500 heading into the off season. Yeah, there was a lot more excitement, positivity, a lot of uncertainty this year. Not only uncertainty with the organization, but I don't know what the fuck this team is going to do this off season. Do you? I mean, I love seeing all the speculation out there by the evil Bucks media and local media and just throwing shit against the wall, just trying to guess what the fuck they're going to try and do. I have no fucking clue. You know, am I going to hold my breath that they're going to get a top player? They're going to get a Le'Veon Bell? They're going to get... No! First off, I learned my lesson a long, long time ago. That just when you think these top players are going to hit free agency, something happens at the last moment, and they either get the franchise tag or a deal gets done. So I'm not just holding on hope that a big name comes here. But like I've told you on the podcast, it's not just about getting a big name. It's about getting the right name. The right name. And so I have no idea when it comes to speculating free agency. I mean, I would think that after all these years, we here on this podcast, you and I, have finally figured out that we can speculate all we want, but we really just don't know. We don't know. And what we've learned with Jason Light over the past couple of years is when he identifies a need on the team, oh, he's going to attack that need. But then he's going to neglect three other needs. They did it last year. I mean, fuck, they went all in. We're gonna just get a shit ton of wide receivers and tight ends. There are other positions on the team. You needed defensive linemen last year. You needed a running back last year. You needed another corner last year. But they were so fucking focused and locked in on weapons for win. Gotta get a receiver. We gotta get more than one receiver. We gotta get a tight end. We gotta get a... That they forgot that they're building a complete team. And you, listen, nobody knows that the Bucks need a pass rusher more than I do. I get it. I understand it. The problem with needing a pass rusher is, first off, they don't need just one. You're not magically going to fix an entire pass rush by having one pass rusher come in. And who's that pass rusher going to be? It better be a veteran. You better be willing to go out and get a veteran pass rusher and hope he's not another veteran free agent bust. Because that transition from college to the pros, you think Chubb's going to come in or any defensive end's going to come in? I mean, the odds that a rookie defensive end comes in and makes an impact in year one is not very high. I'll ask Luke Easterling about that next week. But it's difficult. It's not a quick transition position in the NFL. So I'm not holding my breath that a rookie defensive end or defensive lineman is going to come in and make this fucking huge impact with the Bucs pass rush. I mean, I hate to burst your bubble, because a lot of you seem to think that, whether it be on social media or whatnot, which is kind of concerning, because you're so locked in. You're so locked in. Is Jason Light going to be so locked in? And then, I mean, you're going to be disappointed if a rookie doesn't put up 10 sacks in his rookie season? It's not going to happen. The odds are against you. Could it happen? Maybe. Is it likely to happen? Absolutely not. And when I saw the Good Morning Football the other morning was breaking down all of the running backs in the draft, first off, hello, there's more running backs in this draft than Barkley, Michelle, and who is it, Penny. There's more than three running backs. This draft is loaded at running back. Loaded. That doesn't mean you wait until the fifth round or sixth round or even fourth round if you're the Bucks. Running back is a dire need for your organization. A desperate need for your organization. All I've heard over the years is that you can find running backs anywhere. Yet all I saw in the postseason were teams with running backs drafted in the first three rounds. A majority of them. Running back helps your team. If you can find a premier running back, and yes, they're out there to find. If you can find a premier running back, a game-changing running back, it helps your quarterback in play-action pass. It helps your receivers and tight ends by forcing an extra defender in the box. It helps your offensive line, whether it's a running back that runs with elite power or speed. Offensive lines aren't going to open these gaping holes in the NFL on every given play. Sometimes you have to have a running back that is going to make something out of nothing or hit that crease that maybe Doug Martin gets 1 yard on and he, the new running back, gets 4 or 5. Game-changing premier running back helps your offense become more efficient. It helps you keep time of possession, keeping your defense off the field, but converting first and second down plays into more manageable third down plays to keep drives alive, keep your defense on the bench, and hopefully put more fucking points on the scoreboard. And I know that when I saw Tom Coughlin hired by the Jaguars and his first priority in his first NFL draft with the organization was to take the premier running back of last year's draft, I thought that was extremely telling. then we have a team in Tampa with four running backs on the roster, all of which, in my opinion, would struggle to make any other team's active roster. And that goes for Doug Martin, Peyton Barber, Jaquizz Rodgers, and Charles Sims. I think all four of them would struggle to be on the active roster of another team. Running back has not been a priority for the Buccaneers, unless it has been, and Doug Martin has just pulled this Houdini-type act to where he has fooled Dirk Cutter and Jason Light for years. Well, that foolishness needs to stop now. You cannot allow that severely overrated running back to fool you any longer. Address the position, because that running back could end up helping your defense, helping your defensive line, helping your corners and your safeties by keeping them off the field, by helping your offense put points on the board, by actually getting the lead in games and putting pressure on the opposing team. Yes, I want them to address pass rusher and corner and other positions on defense. Yes, I want them to have a dominant defense. But I also want them to try and win next year. And if you're trying to think you're going to just flip the script on your defense in one offseason by drafting a defensive end, there's more to it than just that. See last year. Well, if they just get weapons for Winston, they're going to be not only a playoff contender, but a Super Bowl contender. They got multiple weapons for Winston. It didn't happen because they didn't address all of the positions that they needed. Yeah, they're going to need a defensive end. They might need two. They need another defensive tackle. They need a corner. A lot of needs. But I also want to see them address that running back. I know I've talked about that on several podcasts. But it's so frustrating to me that when I go back and I see some of the topics that I talked about at this time last year, and again, more energy, right? More positive energy because things were good at the end of 2016. But the words were still the same coming out of my mouth. Sign a running back, draft a running back. Sign a running back, draft a running back. 1 year later, I'm saying the same fucking thing. They need a complete overhaul of their running back position. And just like last year, find somebody to rush the fucking passer. Sign a pass rusher, draft a pass rusher. I don't give a shit. It's not my money. Speaking of money, might need to address Mike Evans and the amount of money he wants, maybe on Wednesday's podcast. No. Not on this one, because we've got a whole ton of Bucks takes that we need to get to. We bring back some old familiar names who are fired up once again. Giving you details on the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party for 2018 next week. And again, Combine next week, free agency coming up, and the draft just about 2 months away. Yeah, I feel it. Can you?
Bucks Uncensored.
Ricotto's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Bucks Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Ricotto's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at BricadosSandwich.com. One of my absolute favorite gems of the entire Tampa Bay area, where I go to watch my sports and know that I am getting a quality meal every single time, is Sports Legends Bar and Grill in Clearwater. It's on the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater, and all of the food is prepared fresh daily. You can taste it in their quality. Sports Legends Bar and Grill. We love Leo and the gang. Everyone there at Sports Legends. Sports Legends, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ.
Bucks Uncensored. If you're listening, whoa. Sing it back, whoa.
All right, if you're new to Bucks Uncensored, first up, I'm Justin Pulowski. Thank you for clicking, downloading, and listening to Bucks Uncensored. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. This podcast is two times a week. It's Mondays and Wednesdays throughout the entire off season. So make sure you join us both days every week to hear the passion, to talk some Bucks, and to hear other Bucks fans talk some Bucks as well. Bucks fans that are just like you. We call this Bucks Takes. This is where you get to voice your opinion about your team in an uncensored way. The only thing I ask, say you keep it to 90 seconds. Short, sweet, to the point. You can say whatever the fuck you want. You can say whatever you want. How you do it? Simple. Just act like you're leaving a voicemail. You're talking to me, hey Justin, and go right into it. You got 90 seconds to do so. You record your voice, your take, your Bucks take on your phone, and you email it to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. If you do so, well, you could go down in history as one of the best, one of the most popular voices, not only on Bucks Uncensored, but I think when it comes to Bucks fans around the entire area, you could become this guy.
Justin, Newport Richie, man. Hey, brother, I've come to the understanding that the Bucks finally decided to make a move, bro. They fired Coach Hayes, man. The D-line coach, man. I don't understand why they fired Coach Hayes, man. Was he the fall guy, bro? They trying to give us a reason to renew our tickets, man? To say that they're holding people accountable? I don't know, man. I mean, and I feel bad for Coach Hayes, man. I mean, you know, if I was down there at $1 and I would be talking to the coach and be like, hey, coach, why are you packing your stuff, man? Why are you leaving, bro? Why are you leaving, man? What's going on? Yo, coach. Wait a minute. I hear something, coach. Hold on, coach. Coach. Oh, shit. Coach, it's the ice cream truck. It's the ice cream. Coach. Coach. You want some ice cream? Hey, ice cream for everybody, man. Yo, man, get one for the road. Get one for the road, coach. Come on, man. Let's go get some ice cream, man. I mean, let's talk about this. Why you getting fired, man? Why you getting fired, man? I don't understand, man. I can't understand why you getting fired. But there's plenty of ice cream for everybody, man. I feel sorry for you, coach. But that motherfucker let you down! They all let you down. They had no fucking talent on the line, brother. And you taking the fall, man. I mean, at least up in Cincinnati, you had Atkins, man. You had some players. I mean, I don't know about the Ghost Johnson, man, but that dude, Michael Johnson, he came down here, bro. He just wanted the money. He wanted to go back up north. But I don't know, man. Cincinnati, bro, is like fucking Clemson's fucking north, bro. We get Clemson players, man, and dude, they take a shit on us too, man. But coach, thanks for coming, bro. You take it easy, man. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stand.
You bet your ass Lou will be at the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party 2018 coming up in April. Details coming next week. Lou, good to have you back. Good to have that passion back as well. Got a bunch of people who have some questions for us. We'll start with Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Commish. Hey, Stick Carrier. Steve in Tampa. It's been a minute since I checked in with you guys, but have a little story. Has a moral at the end of it. And then I got a question. So my wife and my mom and the rest of my family, my sister, they all told me that we're going on vacation this spring. We got the cabin lined up. We got the dog sitter lined up. And we're going to have a great time. Great old hoot nanny up there in the Blue Ridge Mountains. I said, oh, awesome, awesome. So when is it? They said, oh, it's the weekend of April 26th and 27th. And I said, no. That's the weekend of the draft party. I don't give a fuck what you guys got on lockdown. If you want me to go, we're going to have to reschedule that shit. And because the moral of the story is, if you've ever been to the draft party, you've got to go to the next one. It's a fucking ball, and I hope to see everybody out there this year. And my question is...
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it.
Crushed it!
Got rid of Jay Hayes, besides that the fucking line was just putrid. There's a guy out of the University of Washington, Vita Vea, you know, pretty versatile D lineman, but he looks like you know, like a nose in a 3-4. And do you think that they may want to switch to a 3-4 and Jay Hayes just isn't the guy for that kind of alignment? So just wanted to get your thoughts on it, and hope to see everyone at the draft party, and keep swinging that big motherfucking stick. See ya.
You know, until they hire somebody, I mean, all you can do is speculate. That's all I can do. I actually really like that speculation, though, Steve. And no, I don't think they fired Jay Hayes because of some guy that could be there in the draft. But about the whole, well, maybe they want to run a little more 3-4. I mean, Jay Hayes in Cincinnati for all those years was 4-3. The craziest thing is they just picked up the 2018 option on Jay Hayes. So they just flushed money down the toilet. And then they're like, oh, yeah, the defensive line was terrible. We're going to go ahead and fire you. You're Jay Hayes. You're like, okay, I will go ahead and take my hundreds of thousands of dollars and I will go and do nothing this year. Brilliant. Brilliant. But if it is because of alignment, a different style, that would make sense as well. Until they hire somebody, don't know. Shoulder shrugs from me. But as I said, might have been on my last podcast. I didn't do one last Wednesday, so maybe the one before. Attitude on an entire team, to me, does start along your defensive line. What type of attitude are you going to have? And I hope that the next defensive line coach that comes in brings an attitude to a Bucks defensive line that hasn't had an attitude in years. JB's up with us. Hey, JB.
Justin, JB from Orlando, 106. Thanks for not stealing my ticket info, but you know I knew I could trust the commission. Besides, you've already doubled down with 109 and 119, so you're good to go. Question I had for you, cue the Phil Collins.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it.
Crushed it!
Do you have a chub for chub? I've been seeing a lot of social media activity today about some kid who did an entire off-season mock of free agency and the draft. And he, long and the short of it is, he's got stuff going on like Grimes goes to the Vikings, the Bucks get the guy from Detroit in. I don't even remember the guy's name. But at the end of the day, from a draft perspective, he has a trade going on between the Broncos and the Bucks where the Bucks are effectively trading up and selecting Saquon Barkley over Chubb. And your last podcast was all about the D-line, how they need to up the rush. But then again, a lot of draft pundits, maybe Luke Easterling, you can have him on and ask him this, is it worth spending a first-round pick on a defensive end who may or may not have such an immediate impact as a star running back can? I mean, we saw what happened with Kamara and all the other, you know, these rookies that had amazing seasons for their respective teams, Fournette, et cetera, you know, they all ended up in the playoffs. So I'm not sure if I have a chub for chub, but love to get your thoughts on it, man. Keep up the good work. Let's go.
Well, here's the thing. It's not about waiting. You can get running backs anywhere and waiting late into the draft. But Kamara was an early third-round pick, and I remember devoting a few podcasts last year to the ability to get star running backs in the second round. That's really where I thought the Bucks would get their running back last year. Second round. Maybe trade up for Dalvin Cook when he was there. Kareem Hunt. Somebody like that. Kamara. They didn't. They waited until the fifth and got really the only running back in last year's draft that was a complete bust. I mean, it does concern me about the talent evaluation within the Buccaneers organization when it comes to running back. Look at how they've evaluated their own running backs over the years. And then, in a draft that was completely loaded at running back a year ago, they get like the one guy that couldn't read a playbook, didn't understand a playbook, and got cut. All those running backs, completely loaded in the draft, and you get the one guy that gets cut. Yeah, I'm concerned about the evaluation of running back within the Buccaneers front office. But one thing that I have learned about the NFL draft over the years, and it's about adapting, it's about learning, from a fan's perspective, my job isn't to select a player. My job is to just, I'm going to just go and drink and have a great time at the draft party. But I'm not going to get locked in on one or two players. I just want to see how it unfolds. I wasn't locked in on O.J. Howard last year. He ended up falling to the Bucks, and I love the pick. I think he's going to be a phenomenal tight end in the NFL. You know, I mean, I'm not going to lock in on one or two guys. You know, Chubb, Nelson, Barkley, Fitzpatrick, Vea, whoever else. I mean, by the time in 2 months, when we're less or 8 days away from the draft party and the draft, I will try and come up with seven names. Because if the Bucks have the seventh pick, then I'm guaranteed to get one of those names. That's it. I'm not going to lock in on one or two guys that may or may not be there. I want to know that at least one of the guys I like is going to be there with their pick. And if they trade down, I just hope that they get enough in return to validate not getting one of those seven names, which is very possible when you're within the top 10 picks. So I hope that all makes sense to you. But yes, do I like Bradley Chubb? I mean, why wouldn't you? Do I like Barkley? Why wouldn't you? Do I like Fitzpatrick? Of course. Nelson, love him. Am I locked in on one guy on February 18th when I'm recording this? No. Tobias is up with us. Hey, Tobias.
The motherfucking commish. This is Tobias out of Phoenix. What's good, man? You know, I watched that Super Bowl last week, and it finally hit me when it comes to Dirk Cutter. It's just my opinion. And I will compare him to Doug Peterson. In my opinion, Dirk Cutter is not a leader of men. To me, if you could be a successful head coach, you have to be a leader of men. Not just calling plays or scripting the offense, all that. You have to be a leader. In that Super Bowl, people talking about, yeah, Doug Peterson went 4th and 4th down this many times. But the thing is, when you go 4th and 4th down like that, on that, in that spot against that team, the same team the Bucs sell up for field goals with for bad kickers, it shows that you have faith in your team and especially your young quarterback, because even in that spot, if Carson Wentz was there, he would have gone 4th and 4th down those many times. See, in my opinion, we tell your locker room, hey, if we get this 1st down or not, I believe in you. That goes a long way. That, to me, that gives the team an extra pep in their step. That shows that, hey, the coach believes in me. So, hey, even if I don't complete this pass or I miss this block, things happen. He believes in me. But I'm going to say these quick things before I go, Commish. You talked about before a running back, the importance of it. Maybe the Bucs red zone offense will be helped with a running back because you defend the run in the pass. But also this. I'm tired of speaking softly and carrying a big motherfucking stick. Let's speak loudly and carry that big motherfucking stick as well. A lot of your successful teams out there speak loudly and they back it up. Hey, you have a good one, Commish.
I'm all right with that. I'm all right with, as long as we're carrying a big motherfucking stick, I don't care if you're loud or you're speaking softly. I don't. Just carry it. And going back to what you were talking about, it's that aggressive thing. You know, you're playing to dominate, to win. And as Doug Peterson said, if you're not aggressive, your ceiling's 9-7. If you want to host playoff games, if you want to win your conference, if you want to win the Super Bowl, you have to be aggressive as a head coach, and that filters down to your team. That's up to Dirk Cutter and Jason Light to get that mentality done now. Start crafting an off-season program that is going to create and cultivate an aggressive mentality, and do it now. Don't wait. And carry that through training camp. None of this pussy bullshit anymore. Aggressive and physical. But it's got to start now. You can't wait and try and flip a switch. This podcast is 2 times a week. It's Mondays and Wednesdays. We will have more of your Bucks takes. That, listen, you guys keep sending them in. Try and make sure they're to 90 seconds or less. I try to play as many as I can on these podcasts. I know I didn't get to all of the ones that were sent in recently, but trust me, I've got them saved. Some of you have sent in questions that maybe aren't time stamped. So if you haven't heard your Bucks take come in yet, don't worry. You could still hear it in a future podcast. If you want to get your voice heard, you just email your voice that you record on your phone to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Again, 2 times a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. We're just about there. Combine, free agency, the draft. It's going to be a busy couple of months. And we'll give you all the details on the big party. See, the party isn't just the draft party. It's like the end of the off-season party. The end of the movements, all of the signings and drafting and everything. It all cultivates with that weekend. And then after that weekend, we start anticipating the upcoming season and the takeover, the training camp takeover. where we go and we show the team and the organization that no matter what, we're going to be there, we're going to believe, and we're going to hope that 2018 is the year that the Buccaneers become a turnaround team in the NFL. I want to thank our partners, JoeBucksFan.com. Tremendous partnership we have with them. If you do subscribe to the podcast, you'll have it uploaded to your phone at noon on Mondays and Wednesdays. But if you need it sooner, that's where the partnership comes in. JoeBucksFan.com, posting each Bucks Uncensored podcast first thing in the morning, Mondays and Wednesdays, just for you. And we cannot forget the folks that make this podcast happen. Special shout out to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesday, every Tuesday, BOGO Wings, the snack and traditional size for you. So go into Buffalo Wild Wings on Tuesday. Take advantage of buy one, get one free wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Mastro Subaru with two locations in Central Florida, one in Orlando, the other right here in Tampa, off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. Mastro Subaru, it's the only dealership where you can go in, tell them you're a stick carrier, and get special pricing on a new or pre-owned vehicle. I'm actually going to start looking for a vehicle myself. And one of the first places I'm going to go to, once I do a lot of research online as to the exact model, make, model, and all that. And then, first dealership I'm going to, Mastro Subaru. You do the same. I got to take advantage of this stick carrier pricing. You should as well. Mastro Subaru. Thanks, guys. Bricado's Sandwich Shop. Been with us since the beginning. Mike at Bricado's with the best devil crab Cuban sandwich in town. And if you are outside of the Tampa Bay area and you want to just dive your teeth and you want that devil crab to just right on your tongue. Oh, God, it tastes so good. So good. You're out of town. You can't have that happen, can you? Go to BricadosSandwich.com. They will ship it directly to your house. BricadosSandwich.com. Love it. Thanks, Bricados. And thank you to Sports Legends Bar and Grill. Their food is fresh daily. And what I mean that is every single time you go to Sports Legends, the meal is consistent and it is outstanding. Sports Legends is one of the best places to go if you're looking to go watch a sporting event with great food and great drink specials. I'm a big fan of Friday nights there, but every night of the week is a good night to go to Sports Legends. Spring training is here. Pretty much what you got, the pitchers and catchers showing up. But once those games start, if you're going to go to a Phillies game over there in Clearwater, you better be going to Sports Legends before and after those games. It's literally within walking distance of Bright House, or whatever they call it now, Spectrum. I don't know what they call it. That stadium the Phillies play in. It's baseball. I'm talking football on Bucks Uncensored, all right? But I love Sports Legends. Corner US 19 and Drew. Check them out. Say hello to Leo and get it all there. Sports Legends, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. If you do drink like a champ, just make sure you have some B4 before you start drinking. That way you can avoid the hangover the next day. All right, that's going to do it for this Bucks Uncensored podcast back on Wednesday with more of your Bucks takes. And don't forget, next week we will share with you the details of the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. You know the date already, so you should have it marked off on your calendar. Tell your wife, tell your girlfriend, get a babysitter, whatever you need to do. It is for adults. Anyone that saw some of the videos from last year's draft party knows probably not a great idea to bring your child. Just a lot of language. A lot of drinking. There's not an age limit. So if you're all right with your child being around that, but I cannot control the atmosphere. It's wild. And it's happening, with details coming your way next week. We will end this podcast like we end every podcast. The words of Dirk Cutter spoke at the end of the 2016 season, and it is now the words that we rally around, the words themselves. I don't care about him saying it. I'd much rather hear it from a voice that's really going to turn me on.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
Yep, you got it, hot stuff. That's going to do it. Back on Wednesday with another episode of Bucks Uncensored. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.